Save big on your Thanksgiving feast, all in the Kroger app.
Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get a juicy frozen grade A Kroger turkey for 49 cents a pound, limit one with a $25 additional purchase with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
This episode of the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast is powered by Poddex. Poddex for unique interview questions and episodes starting prompts in the palm of your hand. So whether you're a new podcaster or an existing broadcaster looking to grow your audience or get more engagement, you're going to want to check out poddex.com and use the promo code Larry21 for 10% off your first order. Today we continue our series, Shit Out of Luck, the Appalachian Trail Killer, and his downfall through TikTok. On April 29th, 2019, Taylor, also known as Flowers Don't Growl on TikTok, and her boyfriend Chris headed to Falls Creek Falls, Tennessee, for a camping trip. Taylor was 5 months pregnant at the time. Decided to go on a trip before the arrival of her baby. Taylor, thinking Chris was going to propose, detailedly documented the trip. Unknowingly, it will become useful during the investigation. Upon arrival, they set up their tents in their assigned camping area. They went hiking, and Taylor collected flowers along the way for memory's sake. The next morning, most of the campers in their assigned camping area departed, leaving the couple isolated. That night, they heard a loud crash. There were a lot of winding roads near the campsite, which led them to assume the noise was a car crash. They went over to the crash site to ensure everyone was all right. The crash site was about a half a mile away from their campsite. Police arrived, and indeed, it was a car crash. Before heading back, Taylor needed to use the restroom. As Taylor and Chris made their way to the restroom, they saw a flickering light in the distance. Upon closer look, they saw a man running towards the restroom with a flashlight. Unaware of the imminent danger, they joked that the guy really needed to use the restroom. As the man with the flashlight approached the restroom, he stopped just in front of the couple. Instead of going in, he subsequently struck up a conversation with the couple, saying, "Wow, you guys are fast." Taylor noticed he had a weird smile on his face. She felt nauseous, but attributed that to the pregnancy. As a courtesy, they continued to have a conversation with him. Chris, thinking the man was referring to the crash, explained that he got to the crash quickly as he wanted everyone to be safe, to which the man replied, "I guess I am just used to it." His reply left Taylor confused. Taylor, getting more uncomfortable, told Chris that they need to get back to the campsite as the police would be there waiting for them. As they moved away, the man moved towards them. With his hands kept playing with his hoodie pocket, he started telling them a weird story. "Car accident? Got me thinking about when I was hiking and passed these flowers. I stopped as they were beautiful, and I heard deep growls, and it scared me. And it makes me think, you know, you never know what day is going to be your last." Taylor saw the knife outline in his hoodie pocket, and it all clicked for him. She told her husband to run and shouted, "Flowers don't growl." They took off, and the man started chasing them. Fortunately, they got away and made it back to the crash site. They reported the situation to the police. Two of the police officers went looking for the man, but could not find him. Another police officer accompanied them back to the camp area to pack up their belongings and leave. From his story about the flowers, Taylor suspected that the man was stalking her and watched her picking flowers while hiking. In one of the videos that Taylor took during the trip, a man's silhouette could be seen in the distance. Years passed, and there was no update in the case. Taylor and Chris were now married and welcomed their child. Taylor decided to make a video on TikTok about the incident, and it went viral. She started receiving messages regarding potential suspects. One user who lived in the Fall Creek Falls area sent Taylor a message, hoping to help. When Taylor opened the message, She immediately recognized the man as the man who tried to attack her and Chris that night. The man is James L. Jordan. In May of 2019, Ronald Sanchez Jr., an Iraq War veteran, embarked on the Appalachian Trail, which spans from Georgia to Maine. On the 10th of May, as Ronald reached southwest Virginia, he encountered James Jordan. James fatally stabbed Ronald. This is just 2 weeks after the Fall Creek Falls incident. Ronald sadly left two children behind. Right after murdering Ronald, he chased and stabbed Canadian Kirby Morrill. Fortunately, she was able to escape death by playing dead. After James left, she managed to get help from other hikers, who took her to safety. Kirby suffered from nerve and psychological damage from the attack. Describing her experience, she wrote that she can still hear Ronald asking her to wait for him as she stumbled to find help. She said, "I pride myself in practicality, and while I believe the actions were objectively the best choices I could have made, given the situation that she was thrust upon, I will never forgive myself for not trying to go to Ron before making my way out of the forest." Before his death, Ronald managed to send an emergency signal from his GPS device. The police followed the emergency signal, found, and arrested James. In April 2021, James, 32, was charged with murder, but found not guilty due to reason of insanity. Despite a court document from June 2020 stating that he had been treated with psychotropic medication and was found mentally competent, he is now in a psychiatric institution until he is deemed no longer a threat to the society. According to the prosecution's expert, he said to suffer from a severe psychiatric illness that features psychosis and mood disorder. He could not appreciate the nature and quality of his actions, and therefore he met the legal standard for insanity. James wrote an apology letter, which was read in court. His letter stated that he is deeply remorseful for his actions. Many hikers had shared photos of James waving an axe and a knife on social media. He had also been accused of threatening hikers in Tennessee and Virginia. That is all we have for this episode of Shit Out of Luck. Let me know what you thought about this case in the comments below. And as always, please like and subscribe to the video. And before we go, we'd like to do our favorite segment, the Pod Deck segment. Each episode, we go into the Pod Deck's app and pull up the True Crime deck. And today's question is going to be... let's see. Should people who commit violent crimes be given a chance at parole? I think it truly depends on the situation. Like, how do you define violent crimes to begin with? Really, it depends. Like, violent crimes, are we talking about like murder or just like assault? I feel like if you just assaulted somebody and they ended up calling it a violent crime in court, I think you should be okay. But if you're like a serial killer, murderer, yeah, you should be in prison for the rest of your life. Let me know in the comment section below, what do you think? Should people who commit violent crimes be given a chance at parole? Leave a comment in the comment section below. And as always, like and subscribe to the podcast. You can find us on all major podcast platforms. And if you want to support the show, you can buy us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/TCNS. Thank you for watching, and we'll see you next time.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.